In here, friends are constructed, times are struck, building realities unlike any others, where synaptic pleasure goes beyond what the unalone could posit, let alone understand the stirs to each aligned reproduction burgeoning forth, from the fragrant stretch of happy companionship to the ingrained qualities found buried deep within these friends that inherently find it impossible to disappoint or offend. On the other hand, when the lonely soul ventures beyond their confining veil, new stimuli find pathways to them, as if magnetized directly for each to find. Whether the stimuli comes from a new or long-forgotten experience rekindled, sensations bursting for covenant and or communion, or a person perhaps like themselves or completely different, passing in a bustling street scene or where words are exchanged, regardless of the setup or the through line, these all, and perhaps no, likely many others as well, constitute what stimuli await the lonely soul venturing past the vortex of the norm. These stimuli deeply move the lonely boys and girls, offering hints to what exists outside their pen, resulting in an inner angst bubbling beneath the vessel's flushing skin. These things draw you towards them, calling out for your exploration, each of them and all. But due to the stressors in the self, you quickly spur their invites and swiftly scuffle on home, where, in time, the effects that they have on you will dwindle to an eventual mutable drone, forgettable in every sense of sake. However, the problem becomes one when these strands of ever-present stimuli press against your gaze, spurt forth the curious buried deep, and then one such stimulation grows to an uncomfortable state, one which makes it matter much, one you are willing to reach out to touch, see where this possibility could wind itself unto, perhaps blend its reality into your own, yours into hers, hers into yours. Here, you crave to share your sanctity of space and hopefully, idealistically, be extended such an offer in return. This, though, is certainly the most tenuous of positions. We find that to cope, we proliferated our own deceptions, creating each mark and swerve of impossibly full yet extremely barren worlds. Our loneliness has played such games upon us for so long we lose ourselves in its entangled frame, unknowing to which is truth and to which is fallacy.